So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Hareini Nazar Likshili Ben, Vinoili Ben, Hareini Nazar. If a person who is expecting a child states, I take on to be a Nazar if I have a son, if he has a son, he becomes a Nazar. However, Noili Bas, Tumtum Madreganis, ain't a Nazar. If he has a daughter or a Tumtum Madreganis, he does not become a Nazar. However, Im Omar Kshili Vlad, I feel a Noili Bas, Tumtum Madreganis, Hareini Nazar. If he states, I take on to be a Nazar if I have a child, then even if he has a daughter or a tumtum adreganis, he becomes a nazar. The Mishnah continues. Hipila ishtoi, if his wife had a miscarriage, in which it is doubtful whether kalu chadashav, the child was fully developed, in which he is a nazar, or loy kalu chadashav, the child was not fully developed, in which he is not a nazar. The Tanakama, which the Gemara identifies as Rabbi Huda, holds ain a nazar. He does not become a suffic nazar because lema'ail inish nafshal sveika. Person does not accept a Naziris misafik. Reb Shimon says that he does become a Nazir, a Safik Nazir, because he holds Ma'il in the Shnaf Shalisveka. Person does accept Naziris misafik. However, the Safik Nazir has a problem, as Tesis explains. Misveka le motzi migaleach, the Yasser kol yama biyayin ubetaglachas ubetumah. He cannot cut his hair and bring the Karbanas to complete his Naziris, because if he is not a Nazir, his Karbanas are chulun ba'azara. And without bringing the karbanis, he remains prohibited in all Yisru Nazar. Therefore, Reb Shimon offers the following solution. He must become a Nazar Vadai, a definite Nazar, by making a Tanai as follows. Im ha-yaben kayama hareini Nazar cheva, mim lav hareini Nazar nedava. If the child was fully developed, I am already obligated for a Naziris, and I do not take on a new Naziris. And if not, then I do take on a new voluntary Naziris. This way, after observing one period of Naziris, in which he fulfilled his obligation, Meman of Shach, he can bring the Karbanas. The Mishnah continues, Chazr b'yolda, hareiz Nazar. If his wife then had another child, a Ben Kayama, according to the Tanakama, he now becomes a Nazar Vade for the initial Neder because he did not yet complete a Naziris. According to Reb Shimon, however, he only becomes a Suffolk Nazir for the initial Nadir because he did complete a Naziris already. Therefore, he must become a Nazir Vadai by again making a Tanai. Im Harishin ben Kayama Harishin Cheva Vezunadava. If the first child was fully developed, the first Naziris fulfilled my original obligation. And I now take on a second Naziris, which is voluntary. Vim Lav Harishin Nadava Vezucheva. And if the first child was not a Ben Kayama and the first Naziris was voluntary, the second Naziris fulfills my original obligation. Reb Abba asks about the following situation. Hareini Nazir likshiyili ben v'pila ishtoi v'hifrish karban. A person took on to be a Nazir if he has a son, and his wife had a miscarriage. He proceeded to observe a Naziris misafik, and on the 30th day was makdash v'hema for the karbanis Nazir. As the Gemara and Tesis explains, at this point, according to the Tanakama, who is Rabbi Huda, he was not a Nazir, because Savik Naziris Lahakal, Dilema Ail Inish Navshalisveka, and the Behemoth would certainly be in a Kaddish, not Kaddish. However, this case has an added dimension. The Chazra Vyalda, on the 30th day, his wife gave birth to another child, a Ben Kayama, from the same pregnancy, Mahu. Does this change things, and we say Behemoth Kaddish, and Asu Begizav Avaida? The animal did become Hekdish, and it's forbidden to shear its wool and put it to work, because Rishon Visheini B'nei Kayama Heim, we assume the first child was a Ben Kayama, since the second child is a Ben Kayama, because they were both from the same Hiroyin, and he was a Nazir Vadai. Or Behemtoi Eino Kaddish, Umutu Begizav Avoida, the animal did not become Hekdish, because Rishon Nefel Visheini B'nei Kayama, the first child may have been a Nefel, even though they were from the same Hiroyin, and if so, he was not a Nazir Vadai. However, there is no question, according to Reb Shimon, and Behemtoi Kaddish Misafik, the animal attains a questionable Hekdish, in which Asa Begizav Avaida, because he holds Ma'il Inish Navshal Esveke, and he was a Nazir Misafik. Tekui, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara asks a few additional Shailas. Ba'imine ben Ruchumi Ma'abaya. Hareini Nazir Likshieli ben Vishomach Aveir Vamarva Alai. If a childless person states, I take on to be a Nazir if I have a son, his friend hears and states, and upon me. Do we say, V'alai adiburi mashma? He refers to his friend's words, in which he means, Hareini Nazir likshei l'cha ben. I will also take on the Naziris if you have a son. Or va'alai agufe mashma. He refers to himself, and he means hareni nazir likashe li ben. I also take on the naziris if I have a son. And even if we assume that va'alai agufe mashma, what would be if v'shama chaver v'ama va'ani? The friend states va'ani and I. Do we say va'ani anafshe kamar? The word va'ani is even more indicative that he refers to himself, in which he means hareni nazir likashe li ben. Or va'ani rechim naloch kavaseich. The word va'ani means, and I love you so much that hareni nazir likashe lucha ben. I too will take on naziris if you have a son. And even if we assume that he certainly meant hareni nazir likashe lucha ben, because kol ba'anpe kesifa le'milsa, the friend is embarrassed to take on naziris for his own sake in the presence of the childless person, what would be the halacha where they are both referring to a third person? Hareni nazir likashe leploini ben v'shama chaver v'ama va'ani mahu. First person states, I take on to be a nazir if so-and-so has a son. And the friend states, va'ani and I. Do we say, shalei b'fanav, va'ani anafshe kama? When not in the presence of the childless person, the word va'ani does mean anafshe, in which hareni nazir likashe li ben. Or, va'ani rechim nalei kavaseich, even in this case he meant, hareni nazir likashe li ben. Tibai, all these questions remain unresolved. Zak the Mishnah, hareni nazir v'nazir kishye li ben. The person states, I take him to be a nazir with no conditions, and to be a nazir when I have a son. Hisrul meina eshalay v'achkach noyla ben. He began to observe his naziris, and he had a son before his naziris was completed. Mashlim eshalay v'achkach meina eshal benoy. He first completes naziris shalay, and afterwards he observes naziris benoy, because as Tesis explains, he accepted Nazir Shaloi first. However, in the reverse case, in which he states, Hareni Nazir Kishyia Li Ben, Vin Nazir, I take on Naziris for a son, and a Naziris for myself. So he began to observe his Naziris, and he had a son before his Naziris was completed, Maniach Eshaloi, Umoine Eshal Benoi, Vachach Mashlim Eshaloi. He must suspend Nazir Shaloi and begin counting Naziris Benoi as soon as his son is born, because Naziris Benoi kibal bereisha, he accepted Naziris Benoi first, and afterward he completes the remaining days of Naziris Shaloi. As Tosis explains, la'achar shehishlam es shnehem, megaleich aleim u'mevi karbonosif. He cuts his hair and brings karbonos for both, only after he completes Naziris Shaloi, but la'achar shehishlam Naziris Benoi, in the megaleich alav u'mevi karbonosif. He does not cut his hair and bring karbanos for Naziris Benoi after its completion, because then he would have to repeat all 30 days for Naziris Shaloi, because ein gidul se'er pachas melamed yom. A Nazir cannot shave a growth of less than 30 days. In the first case, however, where he first completes Naziris Shaloi, he is megaleich u'mevi karbanos, because Naziris Shaloi is completed, and he then observes the complete Naziris Benoi.